To talk more about the raid and its political implications is NPR White House correspondent Tamara Keith. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. This is a foreign policy victory at a time when the White House has really needed a boost, right?
That is absolutely right. I mean, think about the context here. President Trump has been taking really significant heat, even from members of his own party, about his handling in recent weeks of the conflict in Syria and of the way he treated U.S. allies, the Kurdish forces, as Turkey wanted to move them out of an area and create a secure zone. Also, obviously, there's impeachment. The impeachment inquiry is ongoing, and every day there are new and damaging headlines for the president of the United States leaking out of these closed door depositions that are happening. I mean, there were even depositions. There was even a deposition yesterday. So this comes at a time when President Trump needs a win, and he certainly came out into the diplomatic room of the White House and made it clear that he sees this as a win.
Yeah, he even talked about where he was when this raid was going on.
Right. He said that he was in the Situation Room of the White House. The White House has now put out a photo of him in the Situation Room, surrounded by generals and other leaders in uniform. And the president said that he watched it unfold like watching a movie. He gave very specific details about the operation, how long the helicopters flew to get in, that forces blasted through a wall to get to Baghdadi, that they cornered him in a tunnel. Just very specific, very detailed. And at times quite graphic.
I want to ask you about the president's description this morning of that raid and the language he used.
Yeah, that language was graphic. And also, he seemed to be making a point that Baghdadi was not a hero, that and he said more than once that he died like a dog.
He was a sick and depraved man, and now he's gone. Baghdadi was vicious and violent, and he died in a vicious and violent way as a coward running and crying.
And he even said that he hoped that ISIS fighters and potential recruits could see that footage so that they could see that he wasn't a hero. Really quite remarkable to hear the president. You know, typically when these things have happened, a lot of these details don't come out, and they certainly don't come out of the mouth of the president of the United States. But President Trump, as he does, placed himself right in the center of this drama.
And the president had been heavily criticized by members of his own party for his decision to withdraw U.S. troops from Syria. So what's the Republican reaction been this morning to the announcement of Baghdadi's death?
Well, the reaction from both Democrats and Republicans has been quite positive that they're thanking special forces and U.S. operations. They are the Republicans in particular are saying that President Trump made a good decision in calling for this, in authorizing this mission. And it's a very interesting development. Lindsey Graham, who at times is a great ally of the president, but had been deeply critical of his moves in Syria, came to the White House today for the president's announcement and then went into the briefing room and essentially said that he was starting to see things the president's way when it comes to Syria policy. One other thing just to mention about the president's remarks, he talked for almost 50 minutes and at times he talked about wanting to take the oil, referring to oil in Syria as if it were not a sovereign nation.
That's NPR White House correspondent Tamara Keith. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.